This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Goyang. India has welcomed the United States President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security and development for the Palestinian and Israeli people, as well as for the larger West Asian region. The Prime Minister expressed hope that all stakeholders will come together behind President Trump's initiative and support his effort to end conflict and secure peace. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized that interoperability and jointness among the Indian armed forces have become operational necessities in today's time. The minister said this while addressing the Tri-Services Seminar on Fostering Greater Jointness, Synergy through Shared Learning in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh underlined that threats have become far more complex in the 21st century. He said that land, sea, air, space and cyberspaces are all deeply interconnected. He further said that during Operation Sindoor, India demonstrated a remarkable display of jointness in its air defense, which proved to be decisive. He added that Indian Army is considered one of the best in the world and their values and approach are also praised worldwide. The final electoral roll for the Bihar Assembly elections will be published today. According to the Office of Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, physical copies of the electoral roll will be made available with all district election officers cum district magistrates. The final roll will also be provided to all recognized national and state level political parties. Following the SIR campaign, the draft electoral roll was published on the 1st of August this year. Israeli Ambassador to India Reuben Azar has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for backing the US-led peace plan aimed at ending the conflict in Gaza. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Azar described the development as historic. Chief of Defense Staff General Anil Chauhan today called for preparedness against bio threats and radio contamination from nuclear weapons for the future. Addressing the scientific session on the 100th racing day of the military nursing service in New Delhi, he said that bio threats are likely to increase in the post-COVID pandemic era and called for defense preparedness against them. General Chauhan also reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call for an undeterred India against nuclear threats and highlighted the need for training against radiological contamination. Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh has said that India has undertaken a series of transformative and inclusive initiatives to ensure food security, improve nutritional outcomes, strengthen livelihoods and eradicate poverty. Addressing the second General Conference on Sustainable Livestock Transformation at the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, he highlighted India's farmer-centric initiatives, innovations and transformations that are driving inclusive growth in the livestock and dairy sector in the country. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, today inaugurated a three-day Craft Connect Arunachal 2025, along with the newly built Smart City Artisan Cum Exhibition Center at VKV Chimpu, Itanagar. In a social media post, Khandu has invited everyone to visit and encourage the state's local artisans as they display unique and authentic products that reflect the spirit of Arunachal. The initiative is spearheaded by Itanagar Smart City Development Corporation Limited in collaboration with key government departments, aims to showcase and promote the rich handloom and handicraft traditions of Arunachal Pradesh. Just 2 days before Gandhi Jayanti celebrations, Mahatma Gandhi statue at Tavistock Square in London was vandalized. The plinth of the bronze statue was found covered with offensive anti-India graffiti. The incident has drawn sharp condemnation from High Commission of India, which described the act as shameful and an attack on the ideals of peace and non-violence. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended their greetings to citizens living in India and abroad on the occasion of Durga Puja today. In cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 is underway with the opening match between host India and Sri Lanka at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. Sri Lanka has won the toss and elected to bowl. The Tamil Nadu police has arrested 3 persons in connection with the Karur Stampede case. After the detailed inquiry, they were arrested by the police and were produced before the court. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.